Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose Colombo, right here for you.
Colombo Chronicles Live.
Colombo Chronicles Live.
Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, tonight we have a very special, important message for everyone in America. And I think that everyone needs to think about this very seriously. Did Dr. Fauci, director of NIH, use experimental drugs on foster babies and kids? I find this extremely disturbing that foster children would have been used for HIV experiments. And this article is published on National File. And you can look it up on nationalfile.com. It's by Tom Papert, and it was dated October 27, 2021. Fauci's NIH once tested AIDS drugs on foster children, including infants. Children died while the studies were conducted, though researchers claimed the deaths were unrelated to the powerful drugs. Does that sound familiar to anyone? That the millions of injured people around the world, including children, teenagers, and adults and elderly who were jabbed with one or two jabs of the COVID experimental and trial injections ended up with permanent injuries, temporary injuries, or COVID, or ended up dead and are said to be not related to the injections. Anthony Fauci's National Institute of Health once experimented on foster children with AIDS. Testing experimental drugs on the children while almost always failing to provide an independent advocate to make sure the children remain safe and healthy. This happened throughout the late 1980s and 1990s, and the practice was exposed in 2005. According to Anthony Fauci's biography page on the official NIH website, the longest-serving government employee began working for the NIH in 1968. In 1984, Fauci became the director of NIAID, a position he still holds today. What's interesting about this is that I was an advocate for justice. I'm still an advocate for justice in the late 80s, early 90s, and 2000s. And I began a movement entitled Women Fight Back that hit the news. And during that time, we were fighting back against child protective services and family law court judges who were taking little children, even babies, away from their mothers and giving them to someone who was alleged to be a pedophile or an abuser, or they were just taking them away from non-offending parents, period, and putting them as wards of the state by the Child Protective Services, CPS. And the judges were allowing this to happen. And there was no reason in many, many cases for the children to be removed from the custody of the mother at that time. But we couldn't understand it, And some of the children were never seen again. They were told they were adopted out, or they were placed in foster care homes and never returned to the biological parent. So some of the women tried to save their children from staying with foster parents, are not good parents. Some are, but not all. And there was not a lot of follow-up on foster care children who got lost in the system. And then there was Senator Schaefer, who gave a scathing report on Child Protective Services and how some agents were removing children from the custody of biological parents who were not offenders, and they were getting bribes for kids. And this was at the same time as Senator John DeCamp, who I met with. He flew out to meet with me about our concerns, and he was investigating the Franklin cover-up, where children in America were being kidnapped and flown around the world and used as sex slaves and for sexual, for drug, as drug couriers, and by wealthy people. So that's what he was investigating. So children have been going missing for a long time. So while Fauci was in these roles, it was revealed in 2005, the NIH oversaw the enrollment of thousands of foster children with AIDS into controversial programs that allowed them to receive experimental drugs designed to combat the illness. Makes me wonder if they all had AIDS now, or if they were being removed from the parents who were non-offenders through the court system, the family law court system, or through divorce. Some of these children later died, and most were not given independent advocates that were promised. It is the job of the social workers to protect these children, and it is the top priority of judges to protect the welfare and safety of all minor children. So this apparently was not happening because these were foster kids and there was no social worker advocates and guardians for these children that were being used for these HIV/AIDS experimental treatments and drugs. So according to John Solomon, this article reads, then reporting for the Associated Press, it's a very credible source, the NIH promised in writing to provide an independent advocate to safeguard the kids, their well-being, as they tested potent AIDS drugs, on these children, babies, teenagers. However, these advocates failed to materialize for almost every child involved in these experiments. The subjects, foster children without stable home lives, ranged from infants to late teenagers. This is very serious considering how we're all being taken hostage by the government and Big Pharma, CDC, WHO, Dr. Fauci, and all the investors on Wall Street who are CEO employers, and they are pretty much threatening, coercing, and fear-mongering by threatening every American that if they don't get jabbed, all their constitutional rights will be gone. They will have no freedom, liberty, rights. They will not shop and buy. They will not work. They will not get an education. They will not socialize. And they've already indefinitely locked down the American people, including babies and children and teenagers and the elderly and isolated people, which caused great depression among many, many Americans around the country. And there was an increase in depression. There was an increase in homelessness because people were out of work. They couldn't provide for their families. They couldn't socialize. They weren't supposed to hug and kiss and have dinner together on holidays. They weren't allowed to go to their own doctors unless it was an emergency, or to the dentist unless it was an emergency. And they forced us to wear these masks that cut off oxygen, knowing that respiratory ailments cause death because people can't breathe and need oxygen. And so first it was Dr. Fauci saying the mask did not prevent viruses, and the masks were for the theatrics, and they made people feel safe. And then suddenly it all changed, and he was telling people to wear one, two, or three masks, and then put a plastic shield over their face. Just recently, there was a hospital caught on video who was putting plastic bags over COVID patients, putting them over their heads and their bodies. Plastic bags. How could they possibly breathe? This is really serious. So we could see that there was a pattern here of taking foster children hostage and CPS failing to protect these children, along with the court system who allowed them to take the children and make them wards of the state or foster parents. And there were no foster parents available either during these experiments. So these children were kidnapped? Where did they get these children? How did they get them? Who allowed them to take American babies and children and foster kids who are wards of the state to be used as human lab rats under a microscope for case studies for HIV experimental and trial injections or drugs, and then allow children to die or become adversely affected by these drugs? Solomon wrote that with a general lack of oversight, several studies that enlisted foster children reported that patients suffered side effects such as rashes, vomiting, sharp drops in infection, fighting blood cells, and one reported a disturbing higher death rate among the children who took higher doses of a drug, records show. So we're facing this same problem today under Dr. Fauci's watch, director of NIH, who was the NIH director during this time that these foster children were being used for experimental and trial drugs and treatments, and with no guardians or protection to protect them from this experiments and trials. And we're also seeing people who are complaining about these same symptoms, their blood clots and vomiting and infection and a disturbing higher rate among children who take the higher doses of the drug. Goals are drugs, and drugs are made from chemicals, and they are injecting chemicals into the bodies of every human lab rat, and many are being jabbed because they have fear and they are under duress and stress of losing their jobs, their livelihood, and will not be able to pay their rent or their bills or buy the necessities of life to take care of their children. How is that helping save lives and health care? Because mental illness sets in when you are totally depressed. And there was an increase of suicides after an increase of depression during these isolations and the mask wearing, especially among teenagers. Some foster children, it says, died during studies, reported Solomon, after noting that the majority of children appear to not have received an advocate. State or city agencies said they could find no records that any deaths were directly caused by the experimental treatments, which was under Dr. Fauci's watch through NIH. A 2009 article from the New York Times claims that no New York City children died as a result of the trials, and that children in the city were not selected for the trials based on their race. Well, they have used people based on their race to be injected with experimental and trial injections, who also suffered direct adverse health effects in foreign countries like the Congo and India, and also died or got or were paralyzed after they were jabbed. So currently saying about the COVID FDA experimental trial injections that they can't find a connection between the healthy people who were jabbed a couple of times and their adverse health effects or their deaths. Well, of course they can't, because they bypassed the short and long-term case studies of willing volunteers who Dr. Fauci calls candidates, and said that they were at high risk in these experiments of the COVID injections, and that they could have enhanced infections from the experimental and trial COVID injections, and that the consequences were unknown, which was caught on video talking to his colleagues. So do you really think they're going to admit that millions of people with adverse health effects around the country who were injected with experimental and trial COVID jabs was caused by the injections? Because in R&D, research and development, injection, trial experimental injection, is not a vaccine until the medical experts approve the case studies as done in the past, which takes 5 to 15 years. Then they turn the case studies that are approved over to the FDA. The FDA then determines if they will stamp and approve and license these injections as vaccines. Licensed vaccines, and that takes a long time. These are warp speed injections. Interestingly, Fauci's name is not mentioned in any of the articles about foster children being used for their experiments, despite him having a leadership position at the time. So how could he not know or be involved, since he was the director of the NIH? Further complicating the omission, Fauci was loathed by the LGBT community at the time the experiments were being conducted. And when the news about the foster child experiments broke, still, the Times found that the agency had not always followed its own protocols and kept poor records. Well, they've already agreed now, because the whistleblowers say that some of the administrators of hospitals and nursing homes do not allow them to make the reports or report them to CDC's VAERS, V-A-E-R-S. So if you are a person who knows of someone, or you are if you are injected and you suffer from adverse health effects, you can go online and you can make your own report to VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, and tell your friends and family they can do the same, because other whistleblowers said that they don't do it because they don't have time, because it's like 25 pages that they have to fill out for the hospital. But if you go online, it's not 25 pages. It'll take you maybe 5 or 10 minutes to report the incident. So in 2018, only 2 years before the mainstream media would lionize Fauci via its nonstop coverage of COVID-19, didn't it just drive you crazy? Get out of your car There's an announcement like in communist China. All of a sudden you're scared because you hear this voice in the parking lot where you're going shopping, and it tells you to wear your mask and distance and wash your hands and be safe. Over and over and over, the brainwashing. You turn on your radio, it's nonstop. You can't even relax and listen to music. You turn on the television, the same thing, brainwashing. Every commercial, same thing. Be safe. Wash your hands. Distance. Wear your mask. It's absolutely crazy. And then now it's get your vaccine, get your vaccine, get your vaccine. And now it's get your vaccine or you can't work or go to school or socialize because we're taking away all your constitutional rights, liberties, and freedoms and your sovereignty. And we're allowing millions all into our country who Border Patrol say have COVID and they're at risk. Because these people are coming from third world countries where COVID and MERS and SARS have been, they have plagued them for generations, and flus, like in China and the Middle East and India and Africa, and bringing it into America. Now, why would they allow them into our country with these contagious diseases to spread among the American people when they're calling out a pandemic, which many people call a plandemic? And it's becoming more and more obvious to Americans that it was more of a plandemic than a pandemic, just like BLT and Antifa were a planned anti-American organization that favors communism and Marxism and not Americanism. But they're going to be very sorry if they don't live in a free nation in the future. So in 2018, only 2 years before the mainstream media would lionize Fauci via its nonstop coverage of COVID-19, then 82-year-old AIDS activist Larry Kramer described Fauci as the consummate manipulative bureaucrat who speaks out of too many sides of his mouth. And then Kramer died in May of 2020 after COVID-19 was unleashed. We also know that Fauci was actively personally engaged in AIDS research around the time the foster children were being used for experiments. When and where and why in the world would the United States of America, the government, the Department of Justice, the judges, the Child Protective Services, we pay their wages with our taxes, who are put in positions of trust, allow these children, babies, children, and teenagers to be used by NIH under Dr. Fauci's watch for HIV/AIDS, killed some children and caused direct adverse health effects, which they deny, and of course, the records appear to be murky. But yet we're experiencing the same thing, only they're using every human being on the planet, and in America, we're on the planet, and for their human lab rats with no liability for criminal action or for financial compensation to people who are adversely affected by their experimental and trial injections. Because it's alleged that Pfizer has contracts with the White House, with Israel, and with the UK, and it appears that the taxpayers are funding their R&D, so they're not spending their money. and that the taxpayers are also funding the distribution worldwide of these Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, et cetera, experimental and trial injections, and that everyone is under fear-mongering and threats and bullying and coercion, that if you do not obey and comply, which is a communist agenda, then you will be punished. How did that happen in America? How did healthcare turn into an agenda where it's linked to national security that targets people who want to control their own bodies and minds and that of their children and not be used as a human lab rat and taken hostage and as a slave and put into servitude to Big Pharma to be jabbed as many times as they want and for their profitability as they are raking in billions of dollars. And they have already made all the investors and all those involved in this agenda have already made millions of Americans poorer or poor and targeting the middle class by indefinitely locking down Americans as criminals. And while they were releasing prisoners, felons, jihadists, and terrorists from Gitmo and from prisons in California, New York, and other blue states during the COVID crisis, and Americans lost their income, their businesses, and their jobs. How is that healthy? How is that health care? How is that Americanism? How is that constitutional, legal, and lawful in America? And mandates are not provided for in the U.S. Constitution. That is a manipulation to use to make people believe that they can make laws by mandates. Mandates, according to the senators, such as Senator Dan Lundgren, who stated on the congressional floor that mandates were never intended to make laws. They were intended to make administrative policies and regulations, but not laws, because the only body of government in America, laws, is the Congress, and they're the only body that can amend the Constitution, and we the people are the government, and they have to do the will of the majority of the American people, and make laws that are in the best interest of the American people for their welfare and safety. And also, the laws that amend the Constitution must be in accordance with the U.S. Constitution and include fairness, equity, morality, integrity, fairness, and ethics. And mandates using human beings, which is what Hitler did, as human lab rats for their experiments and for their trials, direction of Dr. Anthony Fauci, as they did through NIH, and used these American babies and children and teenagers, and some died and some were adversely affected, and then covered it up by poor note-taking, which is how they do cover up things. So, or just destroying the information, like we saw with so many scandals in the USA over the past several years, where the information, the evidence went missing, or the witness, or the whistleblower went missing. So this is where we're at in America. I wanted you to know that we have already experienced this, FDA experimental and trial drugs and injections on American children, babies, and teenagers who were adversely affected, and some who died, and some may have been permanently injured for life and traumatized. And this is not the American way of life. And the truth shall set us free. And we need to stop this tyranny that has been implemented on the American people, the military, the medical staff, the first responders, and the police, and the sheriffs, and federal workers who do not want to be used as human lab rats for their experiments and trials, and their multiple jabs that appear to be never-ending, and overthrowing the Constitution with a vaccine passport that if you do not have that, all your constitutional rights are gone. You can't work. You can't go to the doctor. You can't go to the dentist. You can't buy or sell. Can't eat at a restaurant. I mean, it is treasonous to overthrow the United States Constitution under the guise of health care and use national security to criminalize anyone who refuses to be or can't be jabbed with chemicals due to allergic reactions or fear of being injured by a shot or a clot shot, and with unknown consequences from Dr. Fauci's own lips, and can cause and enhance the infection called COVID, while denying doctors and scientists from speaking out about the cures and the safe treatments they use to cure COVID, which has, according to the doctors, between a 99.8% and 99.9% recovery rate, especially if they treat them early on. And so I just wanted to inform you of this new information. God bless you. God bless America. God bless the first responders, and God bless the medical staff who risk their lives saving people, and now their careers and jobs are on the line. God bless the military, because if they destroy the first responders, the medical staff, and the military, they either die or now or later down the road from these injections because they have adverse reactions, or they weaken them and disable their bodies, their healthy bodies. Police, sheriffs, the people who protect us and keep us safe in this country, we will have no one to defend us, our nation. We will have no one to care for us when we are sick, or we have an emergency, or there are home invasions, if they decide that we are all so ill or to defend our country that they can knock down our doors, and that's the end of the United States of America. That's just a thought. So remember, injustices can happen to you and they can happen to me. But together, we can make a positive difference. Remember, you're never alone when you tune in to Columbo Chronicles every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. with special guests. And the truth shall set us free. Pray for your country. Pray for your fellow countrymen. And pray for the rest of the world as well. See you again soon. God willing. Bye-bye.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.